We want to pray for traveling mercies for Lance Bowman and Dale Bland as they are headed to Arizona today. And I have an update on Ashlyn Franklin. She's had some really good days with visitors, and she's had physical therapy inside and outside with minimal pain. Surgery number 10 is scheduled for 2 p.m. today. She doesn't like surgery days because of the anesthesia and the amount of pain that she's in after.
Doggone it. Is Lance Bowman listening? It don't matter if he is, if he's not.
I can tag him.
No, that's fine. I just tell Lance Larry loves him. I substitute taught for Gary Ford, not Gary Ford, Gary Kirk at Cheyenne when Lance was in school, but we're going to pray for them as they travel. And Ashlyn, we've been praying for her. She's Mary Evans in our church is a good friend of hers, and it's just a sad deal. So let's pray. Father, we come before you today and just thank you and praise you that you are the creator, God, the righteous and holy supreme being of this universe. Without it, without beginning and without end, all-knowing and all-powerful, Lord, you've created everything. Everything is yours, us. We are yours. And we know from the scriptures, from beginning of Genesis 1 to the end of Revelation, that you are in control. And Lord, rather than focus on all this evil and the sin and the sickness that's in this world and get negative and get down, Lord, I pray that we would hear the message that you are declaring from the heavens and through your messengers and through your church, through all of creation, be reconciled to God. Lord, you love us. And I know that Lance, I know you love Lance. I know Lance loves you. And Lord, I pray for him and Dale that, Lord, you would just keep them safe as they travel. Lord, just the traveling mercies around them and their vehicle. Lord, get them to Arizona safe. And Ashlyn Franklin, Lord, I just can't imagine the pain that that lady is going through. But Lord, I know that you do. You can imagine because you've been there. And Lord, I pray that you just hold her in your arms. You just touch her and heal her and just hear the multitude of prayers around the country that are being lifted up for her. Because, Lord, we know that, Lord, you can meet her need and heal her body and keep her spirits high. Be with her family, Lord, that are hurting. And Lord, there's others around us that are hurting, that are held captive by the Satan and the vices of this world. That Lord, and just in bondage. And Lord, we just pray that Lord, that we would get a hold of the fact that Lord, when you set us free, we are free indeed, and it's the truth that makes us free. So Lord, I pray again, be reconciled to God. And we can have hope and life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. Surgery number 10.
Heart to heart. Hope, help, hope, and healing, Western Oklahoma. Forgiven and set free. A 4-week compassion and confidential Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. This study helps women deal with issues such as relief, denial, depression, anger, letting go, forgiveness, acceptance. Mondays only in the month of April from 6 to 7. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229, Monday through Thursday, noon to 6.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Go ahead.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott.
And let us not forget Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
We hope today.
It's okay. We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Larry Parvett. His title for today is "It's on You." Now, before we get back to your lesson,
all right,
would you be so kind and share information about your church, like location, time of services, and anything else that you have coming up? Because right. I heard that you have something awesome.
We have we do. We know with Jesus. Jesus Amen. Is awesome. We love when we love to see people reconciled to God. But we at North Main, Main and Country Club, right across the street from that the cross there on North Main. Our services are at 10 o'clock, Sunday school at 10 a.m. We have breakfast about 9:30. We'll have biscuits and gravy and sausage. One of these days, the pastor's going to get off his tail and cook some eggs. But anyway, you can come by and eat and fellowship with us. We love people. We love the Lord. We love the Word. The worship service is at 11. We have a 5:30 on Wednesday prayer time. We have a 6 o'clock. Jake Hunter teaches at 6 on Sunday evening, and at 7 o'clock we have our Sunday evening worship, April the 27th, 8th, and 9th. And this isn't a Main Street. It's Main Street Revival is what's on the flyers, but it's Main Street because it's on Main Street. It's across the road from the church. They're by the cross, but around the Ten Commandments, south of the cross. We'll set up a stage and chairs, and we're going to have some gospel worship and revival meeting and fellowship, and we're going to praise Jesus and pray and just see what the Lord does. And that's my prayer is I just want to God, we've got, as we said, we got Jason Holland from Cheyenne, we've got Chase Brower from Eastside Baptist Church, and we got Duncan Blackwell from First Baptist Church going to preach. We've got wonderful worship leaders going to be there with us, and my prayer is just to stay out of the way for me, and I want to see God work in the hearts and lives of people. I want to see what happens. The world has yet, we have seen it through people in the past, but had Billy Graham, I think Billy Graham, Mordecai Ham, then said that the world has yet to see what God can do in and with and through a man or a woman who is totally and completely surrendered to God. I wonder if we truly understand surrender. Surrender means everything. Lord, here I am. It's all yours. Take me where you want me to go. You understand what I'm saying there, right? So I know you do. But we need to be truly seeking the Lord and being willing to stand up for the truth of the word in the world today. Do it with love. But there's just things trying to be legalized and telling us that it's okay when it's an absolute abomination with God. Not just one thing, many things that we need to be praying that people would realize that they're not going to find hope and healing and life and love in those things. The only way they're going to find all of that is to be reconciled to God. Jesus is the answer. But we're going to have them meetings the 27th, 8th, and 9th. We want to pray with me that the Lord would just show up and do what the Lord wants to do. And we're going to trust Him. That's what we got going on. Come and join us, though, anytime. My cell number is 580-821-6448. If you need to talk about the Lord or just need somebody to talk to, give me a call. We love people, don't we? Tina does, I know.
I do, but the Lord told me. So I have, I guess, a confession, because I'm dealing with something right now, and like damages were done to my property.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Lord provided the Lord provided the money it was going to cost to make the repair to my property. And the repair was, the damage was done by a neighbor's dog.
Okay.
Okay. And so I called the neighbor. And I'm like, okay, so that dog of yours did damage to my fence, and this is what it's going to cost me to fix it.
Yep.
How are we going to handle it, right?
Yeah.
And the Lord, he's like, excuse me. And he provided the $200 that it's going to cost to fix my fence. And then you know what he did? Then you know what he said? He said, I want you to forgive that debt.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I'm going to be real honest. Monica don't want to.
Yeah.
But Monica's going to.
Monica's going to.
Because that's what my Abba told me to do.
Yeah. I think he said he can't forgive us if we can't forgive others.
Yeah.
So, yep. You're going to forgive him.
So I'll be making a phone call this afternoon.
Yeah.
And going over and talking to somebody. And then I'll follow up with, I want you to know the only reason why I did this is because my God, my Jesus told me to.
The Lord told me to. Give God the
glory. The Lord told me to forgive this debt.
Yep.
So I want to tell you, you owe me nothing.
Yeah.
You owe me absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And I also want to tell you that God loves you.
Right.
And Jesus, He died for you too.
Yep, that's true. Be reconciled to God. That's your message.
And I have to, for me, I have to pray sometimes, Lord, help my want to, because sometimes it don't want to.
Yeah, it's hard. It's human. Yeah, but we need to. We need to. Yep.
I'm like, I don't want to, Lord.
Then those are lessons that we have.
But I will.
Yep.
If you say so, I will. Yep. And me being me, I've been praying for because this happened over a week ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord, is that you telling me to do that? Because
Yeah.
You know me. Yeah. I don't want to do that, but if you tell me to do that, yeah. I'm going to do that.
We all struggle with that. Yep. He'll bless you for it.
Yeah. He has already.
Yep.
So cool that he paid for it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's read Psalm 71. Psalm 71, 17 and following. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wondrous deeds. And even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to all who are to come. For your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You have shown me many troubles and distresses. You have shown me many troubles and distresses. Will revive me again and will bring me up again from the depths of the earth. May you increase my greatness and turn comfort to me. Above that, but I love that. You have shown me many troubles and distresses, will revive me again and will bring me up. God's the one that's going to take care of us to revive us. If we want to be right, we've got to be reconciled to God. These are just a few of the places that the psalmist talks about it that I want to share. You can write these down, but Psalm 80, verse 14. O God of hosts, turn again now, we beseech you. Look down from heaven and see, take care of this vine, even the shoot which your right hand has planted, and on the son whom you have strengthened for yourself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the Son of Man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we shall turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. O Lord God of hosts, restore us. Cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. But you hear the heart of the psalmist there. The psalmist is seeking that restoration from God. Psalm 85 and verse 6. Will you not yourself revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? What's he saying? What's he doing right there? He's seeking the Lord to revive us again. I think they sing a song about that in our worship services, don't we? That your people may rejoice in you. Just a question. He says, will you not revive us again? Can we honestly be... praying that for today. Will you not revive us again? Do we need revived again? That your people may rejoice in you. Now I know there are people who truly rejoice in God, but this country is just getting further and further from God. And we need to be revived, because as a nation, we don't rejoice in God the way we have. And if we'll be honest, a lot of us as Christians don't rejoice in God on a daily basis like we should. So, Lord, revive my heart that I may be able to rejoice in you the way that I should. Show us your loving kindness, O God, and grant us your salvation. I love these psalms. Don't you just love these psalms? Psalm 119, 37 and 40. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Wait a minute. I did Psalm 119:37. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in your ways. Establish your word to your servant as that which produces reverence for you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness. I need God. I need to be reconciled to God in every area of my life. I know I'm going to heaven. Sometimes I wonder why, because I'm sure definitely not worthy. But and I'm not going to heaven because of my righteousness or my worthiness. I'm going to heaven because of Him, His name. You ever think about that? Luke said, tells us in Acts that there's no other name given amongst men whereby they can be saved or shall be saved. There's no other name. When Moses asked God what his name was, he says, I am. I am that I am. But that name, why is that name so important? Because that name is the name that it is because of the characteristics of God and the fact that God keeps his word. God has made promises to his children. In Psalm 37:25, David said, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. What a promise that is. We worry about our children. We worry about our kids later on. You know, but and then over and over again, they'll be passed on to generation, generation. But I was young and now I'm old. And in all of my life, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his descendants begging bread. He didn't say nothing bad's ever happened to them, but I have never seen them hungry and begging for bread. God will provide for us. Psalm 119:50, just a couple more, and then I got a bunch more, but this is my comfort. Psalm 119:50, the psalmist says, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I have remembered your ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort myself. We can comfort ourselves in the psalm. We can comfort ourselves in the word of God because we know that these are promises. How about verse 88? Revive me according to your loving kindness so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. You can go to John and read John and talk. He tells us that if we cannot practice sin, if we truly seek to live for God and obey and want to obey his testimony and we cry out to him according to his loving kindness, revive me. Give me back that hunger for your word. Help me to understand your word. Help me to stay in your word. How many times do you go to read your Bible and have your quiet time and your mind is there's 1,000 things just pop up there that I need to be doing? And I'm bad. I got a bad habit of when I think something needs to be done, I got to go do it. I need to just start writing down what needs to be done and staying with what's important and staying in the Word. Verse 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. That's experience. Have you been revived sometime you were reading the Word of God? That you read a passage, you're hurting, or something's going on in your life, a loved one, and you come across a passage of Scripture and just have to go, wow, thank you, Jesus. And the hair just stands up on the back of your neck. And the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I was trying to talk to a gentleman about Jesus once, and I've talked to him over and over and over again for years, but he said, Larry, it's been the same. I said, I need to talk to you about Jesus, and he said, it's been the same thing for 2,000 years. Ain't nothing changed. And it just breaks my heart. But then at the same time, I think, yeah, that's true, because for 2,000 years, man has been rejecting God, trying to be his own God, and refuses to be reconciled to God. And for 2,000 years, about every 80, well, 2 Corinthians 6 quotes the old, Paul quotes the Old Testament that today is the day of salvation. Today. Because when you come to the end of your days, you know, Jesus may not come back for another 2,000 years. We don't know when he's coming back, but one thing for sure is that whether he comes back, you will die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then you will meet Jesus. Regardless of what we believe about when he's coming back, you do have an appointment with Jesus. And I would beg you, as Paul told us, to be preaching and sharing is to be reconciled with God. Because once you meet him as your judge, it's going to be too late. Today is the day of salvation. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. I just pray, Lord, for those that have heard. And Lord, I came here with I feel like I've just kind of shot with a shotgun and not just stayed. But Lord, my prayer is that people would be reconciled to you, that we would realize that we have to be obedient to your word in order to truly know you in all of your power and all of your glory. And that, Lord, you are worthy and you are able to hold us in your hand, to wash us clean from anything that separates us from you. And then, Lord, to use us to turn this world upside down. Oh, what'll happen when a throng of people in Elk City come together and with a heart that is truly seeking the righteousness of God, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit of God, turning away from their sins. Oh, what you can do with that group of people by the Holy Spirit to bring people to Christ. Lord, that's what it's all about. That's my prayer for Western Oklahoma, for Elk City, for those that are listening on this broadcast today. That regardless of what's going on in their life, they would understand that you understand it and they can be reconciled to you in Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. All the time.
All the time.
I needed this word today. I appreciate you, sir. Yeah, thank you. You have been tuned into the Hour Power this morning from myself, Monica Lovell, from Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Larry Parvin. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.